It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe seeks order out of chaos and the tragedy of a migrant crisis. European officials are groping for answers to the flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly tried to reach Britain from France via high-speed rail overnight. Hundreds were still being kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says law and order must first be established.
Without discipline, that is, being able to defend, protect the European borders, put the discipline into the flood of illegal migrants and channel them to the official border crossing points, we will not be able to handle their influx. The European Union, including Hungary, should regain its ability to differentiate between refugees proper and economic migrants.
More than 332,000 migrants have arrived this year alone. More are seeking asylum every day. While many Africans are also trying to reach Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most remain on the continent but are moving to countries with better economic prospects. Michelle Bombassi, an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist, says, however, security is more of an issue today in Africa.
Migration is part of the tradition of the culture of the region and plays a major role in the economy within the region. But we also have to mention that in very specific areas, which are, for instance, affected by terrorism or by security threat of different kinds, the presence of large numbers of migrants, sometimes undocumented, is a concern for many governments.
Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. This is VOA News.